Sarah Bartola on Dolo on the line. G'day, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. And, of course, you're getting yourself all geared up for the 22nd Annual Green Left Comedy Debate, aren't you?
I really am. I'm very excited about it.
Yes, that's right. It's on tonight. It's at the Brunswick Town Hall in Sydney Road, and it starts at 6, but the actual debate starts at 8. Can you tell me how you got roped into this?
Well, I did it last year, which was super fun, and they reached out and asked if I would like to MC, and I'm always open to giving my time and my talents for the cause. And then I actually roped in all the other comedians.
So who have you roped in?
Okay, so we have a stellar lineup of comedians all based in Nam. Marin May, Baha Dubba, Rose Bishop, Umna B, Lauren Edwards and Simran Pastricha. And they're all incredible comedians. They're all very vocal about everything that's happening, and that was really important to me to have people on the lineup who were political and who use their comedy for to spread the word.
Yeah, it's great fun, isn't it? It's great to be able to be on a stage with an audience that's on your side and who are really interested in the what you decide to do with the topic.
Oh, 100%. I've always been political, and I've always used my comedy and my writing and acting to talk about what's happening in the world, because I think that's our duty as artists. And I have had gigs where jokes have not landed, not because they weren't funny, but because the audience, you know, it takes a little bit of time, I think, especially for Australian audiences, to get on board with political comedy.
Yeah, they've got to work out which side they're allowed to be on.
I will tell them we fight.
Well, I was kind of interested in the topic because it's why we should blockade the USA. And I'm thinking there's no negative to that.
Well, you'd be surprised. And I think that's what is going to be so fun about tonight, because obviously the US and so many other settler colony states need to be held accountable for their actions on a global level, but we're so tied to the US, I think culturally, economically. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how the comedians on the negative swing it and make it entertaining.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because it's terrifying.
Totally, but also I think we can be silly with it in a debate like this. There are so many reasons maybe why we shouldn't, and that's obviously tongue-in-cheek and satirical, but it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun.
I think it is too. And the other thing that's fun about it is that Green Left have created a whole social event which they've been doing for a number of years, but it's a good cosy thing to do, to go to Brunswick Town Hall. You can get some food, you're in like-minded company, and then there's a great performance.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really a cool way to entertain people through a debate. And I think the topic is really interesting. I'm excited to see where the comedians go with it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what time should they get there, and when are you going to be on?
I'm going to be on, I'm going to start the debate at 8 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. I would get there when doors open. There's going to be amazing food, and there's going to be a bar as well. And it's just a good opportunity to, as you said, hang out with like-minded people and get into the mood, get a couple of drinks in you, loosen up, get ready to laugh. We love comedians. We love laughter. So I just encourage the audience to be as loud and vocal and encouraging as they can, because we really love it.
Thanks for talking. Really what were you going to say?
I was just saying it makes comedians feel really good when there's laughter.
That's right. Someone got caught the joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Sarah.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.